this is it, the Bob Almanac. Tom from Osseo says he usually gives, as far as if that person front of the line there, somebody in front of you on the old turn lane, turn signal deal, usually gives them 3 to 4 seconds just in case somebody's running that red light. So,
well,
that's more on the side of safety. So, Tom, I'm not surprised. Tom is Mr. Safety.
Yeah, he is.
His safety really is always number one with him. Tim in Ellendale takes a different approach, a little more of an agitator. He says, hey, if the person behind me honks, I will sit until the light cycles. Too bad. Too bad.
Yeah.
Settle down, sir. Sima dan na. As we get into today's almanac, today is Tuesday, November 14th. 318th day of the year. I'm assuming you did the whole anniversary of the Edmund Fitzgerald on Friday.
Oh, big time.
Good.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Did you have, was Terry in that day or was she in the day before?
That was the day before.
Okay. Because she was the one who famously said on her other show, called it the F. Scott Fitzgerald, I do believe.
That could happen.
So that would have been very fitting to have Terry. And I don't know if we brought that up when she was in at one point in time or not, but I did listen to the song. And
We had requests for it, and
perfect,
and we definitely got that in.
November 14th, 318th day of the year, 1732. First professional librarian in North America. He was a man. He was Lewis Timothy, hired in Philadelphia, but he was still required to have the glasses with the chain and the bun hairdo,
mm-hmm,
as a librarian in the state. 1732, first librarian. How about Nellie Bly, 1889, also known as Elizabeth Cochran, but her nom de plume was Nellie Bly because she was a reporter, one of the newspapers, actually from the New York World. And she was the one who was a big fan, much like Doc Brown and Clara in Back to the Future fame. She was a big fan of Jules Verne. So she set out, you know, the whole Jules Verne around the world in 80 days.
80 days, yeah.
She set out to see if she could beat the 80 days thing and beat Phileas Fogg. Guess what? She did. 72 days, 6 hours.
Impressive.
And she began that trip on this date, 1889. That's Nellie
impressive.
Bly. 1947, Raging Bull, Jake LaMotta, knocked out for the first time by Bill Fox, although Jake would later admit that he took a dive. He needed the money.
Yeah.
And he took a dive for money, mafia, gambling, the whole thing. And that was back in 47. And that was unfortunate.
That was. Although we wouldn't
have
the movie, maybe. Without
right. It. Black eye on the sport there. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do. Keep that in mind. Put yourself in that person's situation sometimes. And you take advantage of the opportunities that are put before you.
Sure.
So why not? 1965, U.S. government. We sent 90,000 soldiers to Vietnam. Things were, the term to use would be escalating.
Yes.
Things getting escalated there in Nam back in 64. Anybody listening who was part of that 90,000, we salute you. Thank you for your service. Hope you had a nice Veterans Day on Saturday. Did you have a nice Veterans Day, Neil?
Very much so.
Did you say thank you for your service to some people?
To many
that
came through Cub while we were there.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So that was this date, 1965. 74.
And that was when he discovered he had a special kind of way with animals. They just come right up to him like he was a natural part of the wilderness. But that bear cub, he was extra special. As he growed, he became the best friend Adams ever had, and together they became a legend.
Yeah, the legend, or actually the life and times of Grizzly Adams, premiered on this date. It actually started out, and it wasn't on television on this date in 1974. It was actually a feature film, an independent feature film that was released in movies. I don't know if many people remember this, but this is actually a Grizzly Adams movie. And then in February of 1977, it actually turned into a television show. So this was the date that the movie was released. And of course, starring Dan Haggerty as Grizzly Adams. And it's loosely based on a real man that was, convicted of a crime he didn't commit. And he escaped out into the woods and You know, old Mad Jack says the wilderness out there ain't no place for a greenhorn. But then at some point in time, that greenhorn realized, yes, that he did have a special way with animals. But that bear cub was extra special. And what did they become together, Neil? They became a...
A legend.
Yeah, they became a legend. So that was 74, Grizzly Adams.
What brings you to Terra?
You vixen, you. Starlet, I love you. That gown is gorgeous.
Thank you. I saw it in the window and I just couldn't resist it.
One of the funniest moments in primetime television history happened on this date in 76 on the Carol Burnett and Friends show. It was the Went with the Wind, Gone with the Wind parody with Harvey Korman and Carol Burnett. And she is, yes, wearing something actually from the window. It's the curtain rod, the whole thing, the curtain rod dress. Made its debut on television. First time that was seen in 1976. And they said that it was some of the longest laughter ever heard and experienced.
It was so good.
It was.
That show provided quite a few iconic moments in television history. They were so good together.
Already mentioned Tim Conway, too, and his old oldest man in the world skit was just really funny. 1979 Sports Note.
This is what's left of the Philadelphia 76ers backboard. And I know this has to be a disappointment to you and to all the fans.
Well, it's uncalled for. You know, it didn't have to happen, but that's Daryl Dawkins.
Daryl Dawkins, Chocolate Thunder.
Thunder.
He used to name his dunks.
Yeah.
And I don't know what he called the breaking of the backboard dunk, but people weren't too happy about it, as you could tell right there. That was Craig Sager early in his career in 1979 interviewing somebody somewhere. I don't know, didn't look familiar. But Daryl Dawkins broke the backboard for the first time in a Philadelphia 76ers game. And then he did it like 3 weeks later again. And he was one of the reasons why they came up with the breakaway rims.
Right.
He actually set out to break it. He said before this that he was going to break one eventually. Yeah. And he eventually did. I hope he got charged for it.
He was a big, powerful man.
Yeah, he is, yeah. Glass all over the place. That's kind of dangerous.
It is.
Very dangerous. 1993. Oh, another sports note.
So the Dolphins win 19-14. Coach Shula being mobbed by media, by team, by coaches on the far side and by fans as he becomes the all-time winningest coach in the history of the National Football League.
Breaking Don Shula, 325th win. He broke the record of George Halas, Papa Bear. And those are regular season wins. Those don't include the playoffs and Super Bowls. Usually those don't and aren't included in the official coaching totals, as you know, Neil.
Right.
Bill Belichick, a couple of weeks ago, just reached 300. And they think that he is hanging on just to get the record. Is that worthwhile?
With the team he's got right now, that might take a while. They have two this year.
Yeah, he needs another 28 wins. He better coach for another 10 years.
At this pace. I wonder how many Bud ended up with.
He's on the list somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had the list up, too. I didn't go down and, you know, he didn't coach as long as Shula.
No.
Belichick and Shula, they're like 1-2 as far as record losses as well.
I suppose.
So not only do they have all those wins, over 300 wins, they've got as many losses. Because coaches that get a lot of losses, they don't stick around that much.
Right.
So you're not going to have a coach that is 5-400. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So those coaches that win a lot and are around for a long time, they're also going to lose a lot. So you got guys like Shula, Halas, Belichick, also high on the wins list, but also they're like the top three in the losses list. How about 1998?
The unlikely relationship between Carmen and Dennis looked to many like a three-ring circus act. The highlight of the show came in November 1999 when the dancer and her worm tied the knot in an impromptu ceremony at a walk-in wedding chapel in Vegas.
How romantic, the walk-in wedding chapel at Vegas. But again, like we said before, if you gotta do it, you gotta do it.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis Rodman was very drunk at the time when he married Carmen Electra, he said. So they got married. His agent questioned whether it was legal because he was so drunk. After 9 days, they filed pages and papers to annul the marriage. It was a spectacle, Neil.
It was.
But they got a lot of play out of it.
Yeah.
They really did. Hey, let's play some, what's that?
It didn't really move the needle for me. But
what does, really? When you think about it. Hey, do you ever play Candy Crush?
The sweetest game just keeps getting sweeter. Candy Crush Saga. Download now.
Candy Crush originally released as just something you played on your computer via Facebook. This date, it went crazy and bonkers because the mobile app was released for smartphones. Candy Crush. Ever played it, Neil? Have you ever played one of those games? It's the trio game where you have to match three things. It could be gems, could be candy, you know, it could be bottles of Diet Mountain Dew. It could be Gunsmoke characters. Could really be anything. These games, these match three, and then the things drop down, you gain points and bonuses. Have you ever played any of those? Do you play any cell phone games ever in the history of your... Well, you still have a... No, you don't. You finally got rid of that flip phone.
Flip phone. I don't think I have. I don't remember it.
Dirty Birds or Angry Birds? Never played that?
No. Mm-hmm. I know I played one where some colored like balls dropped down into something and you tried to line them up or something.
Sounds exciting. That sounds like a fun game. It really does. All right, let's get on to birthdays now today.
What are you saying, bro?
Oh, I think you know what I'm saying.
Now, wait a minute. All I did was stir those tanks.
What was that gauge reading before you hit the switch?
Hey, don't tell me how to fly the damn CM, all right?
You don't
they
even know,
in here
do you?
To do a job. They asked me to stir the damn tanks, and I stirred the tanks.
He stirred the tanks, and this was, well, Fred Hayes was not the one who stirred the tanks, but he was angry that Kevin Bacon stirred the tanks. He didn't check the gauge there on Apollo 13. Then there's Tom Hanks. He's going to settle things down. Bill Paxton, or was it Bill Pullman? One of those two. Bill Paxton played Fred Hayes. And Fred Hayes, the astronaut, who was on the Apollo 13 mission, and they made it home safely. Fred Hayes is 90 today.
That's a pretty good run.
Good run for Fred Hayes, yes.
Yeah, for sure.
He doesn't spell Hayes the way you think you would spell
Hayes. No, he doesn't. When I saw it, I wasn't 100% sure on even how to say it.
Fred Heise might be what some people might say, or Hayes. But he is 90 today. Bill Pullman, speaking of Bill Pullman, he's got a really good, just introduced to it. It's a show that's been on and off, but they had a few series and a few seasons. It's called The Sinner on Netflix, and we're getting into that now. That's a really good show, and Bill Pullman, I salute my, I tip my cap, and we get a salute there. Of course, Bill Paxton's no longer with us. Sadly, he passed away a few years ago.
You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
Lead singer of the Contours, Joseph Billingsley Jr., 86 today. Remember this one here?
Oh, sure.
Have time to watch you, but besides it's radio, we really can't watch you, Joseph. Hey, King Charles III is 76 today, newly crowned here just recently.
Yeah.
King Charles III, 76. You seem to me like a guy who would like to be subjugated and be a part of a monarchy and be ruled over by a king. Subjugation isn't something that you're against.
No, I'd make a good peasant.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure of it.
What about you could be the jester, maybe?
There.
So King Charles III is 76. Classic rock, Neil. This is Styx, Neil. And the lead guitarist of Styx, James J.Y. Young. He co-wrote this song with Dennis DeYoung. He's 74 today, Teddy Ruxpin.
There are lots of teddy bears, but only one Teddy Ruxpin.
Hi, my name is Teddy Ruxpin. Can you and I be friends?
Sure, Teddy.
Your friend is
sing along, Neil, if you know the words.
How does he do
Did you
that?
Buy any of your he boys a Teddy Ruxpin?
Nope.
That's a shame. They would have been better for it. They would have been better for it. The voice of Teddy Ruxpin, Phil Barron, who also did Piglet for some of the Pooh shows and movies. You know Piglet, good friend of Winnie the Pooh.
Yep.
So Phil Barron He's 74 today.
Lonesome Sue, she's in love with old Sam. Taken from the fire into the frying pan, on and on.
Stephen Bishop, he specialized in soft rock.
Yeah. And she smiles when she feels like crying, on and on.
Puts on Sinatra and starts to cry. That's a fun line. You know,
that is a really good song.
Get a ladder, steal the stars up from the sky.
Yeah.
Put on some Sinatra and start to cry on and on.
Haven't heard that in a long time.
Well,
that is good.
That's what we do here on the Bob Almanac. So Stephen Bishop today is 72. A little different music here. Yanni, 69. He would go to some of these crazy places and do concerts.
Right.
Like the Acropolis and Taj Mahal, China's Forbidden City, the Sphinx.
Well, I guess if you can get it and do it, it's a good gig.
So there's Yanni, 69 today. The show Just Shoot Me.
I guess I'll have to cut back my time at the magazine. I'll need to find someone.
Yes, you will. No. No, 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 no!
Come on, just stay on a little while. See if you like writing it.
I don't even like reading it.
She was the daughter of George Siegel, who was the guy who ran the magazine and Just Shoot Me, and she was funny. Laura San Giacomo is 61 today.
I liked her in Quigley.
She was Quigley Down Under. She was
with John Selleck
on the TV show Saving Grace. She was also Pretty Woman. Remember, she was Julia Roberts' friend. She's 61.
Heroes come from small towns.
Rocky Lynn's 59 today. Happy birthday to our good friend, Rocky Lynn.
Yeah. Everybody knows on our CD and our greatest hits album.
Yes. And those are on sale now, Neil.
They are.
All the information you need. We don't have time to pass it on right now, but all the info you need at mybobcountry.com. Look for something about the Minnesota Country Salute CD, and you should get the info that you need.
Yep.
You know, we just lost a hero from a small town. Did you hear about this, a Minnesotan?
Yes.
We salute this and send this song out to him. Sergeant Cade Wolf from Mankato was one of the five that were killed in that
helicopter.
Training. Yeah, helicopter training exercise over the Mediterranean. Heroes come from small towns. Rocky Lynn is 59 today. Not our rapper of the day, but he's a heck of a rapper. Reverend Run Simmons. Run DMC, one half founding member of that. That's a duo, right? Run DMC, that's two guys. 59 for him. Putty.
Dumped me for some idiotic TV pitch man.
I'm sorry, Putty. It was a mistake. So let's just put it behind us and we can continue as if this never happened.
Jace, I don't know. What if we're out somewhere and you see the Maytag repairman?
That was the episode where Elaine was dating The Wiz. That's Patrick Warburton. He's 59 today. He does a voice on Family Guy. He's the cop in the wheelchair, Neil.
Oh, sure.
Patrick
I
Warburton.
Know who that is, yeah.
Patrick Warburton is 59. That's surprising. And the rapper of the day today, our rapper of the day is Lil Boozy.
Mm.
Lil Boozy is our actual rapper of the day. He's 41.
Okay. I don't know anything about him. Gone but not forgotten. I do know from our history books the guy who invented the steamboat was Robert Fulton. And he was born on this day, and that year was 1765. Our former first lady of the day was Dwight's sweetheart, Mamie Eisenhower, who was born on this day in 1896. Astrid Lindgren, who read Pippi Longstockings and the series that were about her. I think I was in third grade when I started reading Pippi Longstocking. And if you're a kid and you haven't read that yet, you need to do
I waited
just
for
that.
The movie.
Yeah. Astrid Lindgren, she wrote Pippi Longstockings, born on this day, 1907. One of the great TV producers and writers was Sherwood Swartz.
Right back and you'll hear a tale
Stevie theme time, Jim.
That started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty...
The professor and Marianne never liked him because to Sherwood Swartz, they were just the rest.
The others.
They were the rest. And the rest...
They eventually got credit, but it took a while.
Cardiac arrest.
Gilligan's Island, The Brady Bunch, also won Emmy for his writing on The Red Skelton Show. Sherwood Swartz, born on this day, 1916. He was the patriarch of the Family Affair family, was in some other shows and movies. Brian Keith. Once again, it's TV Theme Time.
Jim is lazy time, although for sure with Schwartz there isn't really any kind of audio bits, anything of him
right.
Funny, but you know.
You got Mr. French, you got Buffy, you got Jody.
Sissy.
Sissy, the older sister. She was quite fetching.
Yeah.
Brian Keith was on that program, and he was born on this day in 1921, and our one of our favorite folks to mention is a former United Nations Secretary General. When you got a name like Boutros, you use it twice. Boutros Ghali, born on this day, 1922. And one more, he was Colonel Henry Blake, on MASH, and he had some other programs, McLean Stevenson.
Didn't he die over the Sea of Japan?
He did.
Yeah, that's so.
McIntyre.
Yeah.
What's in here? Soot, sir. Soot?
Yep.
Be the judge of that.
I was looking for booze, Neil. Right?
Right.
Because Trapper...
They booby-trapped him,
Trapper
yeah.
and Hawkeye. I don't know if this is well-known, but the guys of the 4077 like to make their own booze. I don't know
yes.
if you knew that.
I actually...
It's a well-guarded secret.
They created a fine still. And anyway, McLean Stevenson was great on that program. And that was one of the most watched episodes, his last show. And then they, of course, killed him off when his plane or his helicopter or plane, whatever, was shot down. And radar made the announcement. It was a very emotional scene on that episode of MASH. The great McLean Stevenson, born on this day, what was the year? 1927. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
They withheld the information about that script until, like, the very end.
Yes.
So, like, the cast didn't know, like, until they actually did that scene, what was going to happen. So the actual emotions would be raw and maybe a little bit real. But anyway, there you go. Would you like to start a Bobathon, no repeat workday with... Bellamy Brothers, if I said you had a beautiful body, would you hold it against me? Oh, I got to take a breath after that one. That's a long title, Neil.
It's a long, it is.
Trisha Yearwood, Believe Me, Baby, I Lied, or Ricky Van Shelton, I've Cried My Last Tear for You. And let's see if the computer gets the right one this time.
Right. Since we share the same birthday, I'm going to go with Trisha Yearwood today.
Ah.
WQPM, Princeton, WL.